بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبد الله بن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا کثرت سجدہ کی وجہ سے سجاد نام پر گیا. مرو یہ ہے کہ آپ کا روزانہ وظیفہ 1000 رکعت تھا. حضرت عبداللہ بن عباس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اس نیم اور اس نک نیم سجاد سجاد مینس سم ون ہو میکس سجدہ ان ابانڈنس پرفارم صلات ان ابانڈنس. His معمول or his daily practice was to perform 1,000 rakat. Every day he would perform 1,000 rakat nafil salat. We wonder how is this possible. In the lives of this awliya and the sahaba was lot of barakat. Lot of barakat in that time. Most of the time was devoted to ibadat. They would devote very little time to worldly pursuits because of the yaqeen, the faith in whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us. They would not be concerned much about the dunya, about worldly pursuits. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that harisu makhtum wa harisu mahroom. Your risk, it is sealed. You know, it's predetermined. Your risk will not escape you. It comes in the hadith. Your risk, it follows you like your shadow follows you. And just as your shadow is inseparable from you, so too your risk is inseparable from you. No matter what you do, or no matter what you don't do, you will get your risk, which Allah Ta'ala has predestined for you, predetermined for you. So yaqeen of the Sahaba and of the Salafus Salihin and the awliya, such a high standard, that they would devote very little time to worldly activities, especially in search of a risk, very little time. So they had a lot of time for ibadah. And then there's another aspect of time, and that is the barakat. Now what mean a barakat in time? Qasim Nanutvi rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that we only know of the length of time. That is, the length of the time is the hours, minutes, the seconds. But see, there's another dimension also for time, and that is the breadth of time. And that is that what we don't understand. It cannot be logically explained. We only say it's the barakat in time. But those who have attained that high, lofty rank of taqwa and tawakkul, they understand what is the meaning of barakat in time. For that reason, it was simple. It was not a difficult task for them. For example, to perform 1,000 rakat of nafil namaz daily. And this is not only confined to Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. There were numerous awliya. This was their practice, hundreds of rakat they would perform daily. Whereas our yaqeen is, we have no yaqeen, no matter what we say, no matter how we verbally express and will say and deceive ourselves. We have yaqeen, we don't know what the meaning of yaqeen. We hear everyone speaking of yaqeen. But what is actually yaqeen? No one knows. We do not know what the meaning of yaqeen. If we had yaqeen, we would not ramify so much into the dunya and expand so much into the dunya at the expense of harming our deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the more you expand and ramify into the dunya, the more you will harm your deen. And that is intolerable for a mu'min. And on the other hand, the more you go into the deen, the more you devote yourself to the deen, the more you will harm your dunya. Now, you harm your dunya superficially only, not in reality, but it appears to us. Obviously, the less effort you make in the dunya, it will appear to us. as if we are now harming our dunya. Whereas in reality, you will not harm your dunya at all by devoting more time to the deen. It's only it's rational, logical, so intelligent to devote more time to the deen, because we are here for the akhirat. How the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in this dunya has been created for you, for what? For play, sport and amusement, for indulging in the haram, no, not for these activities. It is a vehicle to transport you back home from where we came, that is from Jannah. So this dunya is created for you. The means are here for you to undertake that journey. You must make use correctly in a halal way, in a jais way, lawful manner. Make use of the asbab, of the ways and the means which Allah Ta'ala has created for this journey to transport you back to home. وَأَنْتُمُ خُلِكُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ But you have been created for the Akhirah. You are just here temporarily for very short, extremely short. So short is this time that you cannot compute it and compare it with the Akhirah, because in the Akhirah, there's never ending. Billions of years, till now, it boggles our mind. We cannot even fathom and think of it. There's no end there. But here is a short while, a few years. So, to squander and to waste these few years in worldly pursuit at the expense of harming your deen, and you are ruining your akhirat, that's not intelligent. It's not for a mu'min. A mu'min must all focus always on the akhirat. For that reason, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam always he encouraged and he advised the muraqabah of maut, meditating on maut. You must think daily on maut. Because maut is very nearby. Our qiyamah, it begins. You don't have to wait still for the great qiyamah. Our qiyamah, it begins with maut. You see people out there dying around us. Anytime is our time also. Any moment, maut calls onto you. 5 times a day comes in the hadith. Maut reminds you, it calls on you. So we have to make preparation for that time, for maut. So by meditating, by making muraqabah on maut, the dunya will become cold on one's heart. Your relationship with the dunya will become weak. It will not become your priority as it is now. Everyone's priority is the dunya. So whenever there's a conflict between your dunya and your deen, then what we do? We shove the deen on one side, put it aside, and we make amal on our dunya. Whereas it should be the other way around. Whenever there's a conflict between deen and dunya, then you have to put the dunya aside and make amal on the deen, even if it appears that you are going to lose out somewhere and you're going to harm your dunya. In reality, you're not going to harm your dunya. When you are firm on the deen, Allah Ta'ala will ensure that your worldly affairs will be correctly discharged. Yes, there will be trials. That is why we are here in the dunya. There will be trials. Allah Ta'ala will test our iman. You're not in Jannah here, that you wish for something and it's there in front of you. No, you have to undergo trials. A variety of times, sickness, poverty, hardship, fear, etc. So many types of trials. So the mu'min remains fear, and you must have sabr and make dua unto Allah Ta'ala, and in the end you will be successful. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.